All right, we cross over now to Detroit, Michigan in the United States. We're speaking to Saeed Khan. He's the co-author of the book, What's Going On Here? U.S. Experiences of Islamophobia Between Obama and Trump. And we talk about the U.S. elections. It's a matter of hours now. Saeed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks so much for having me on again.
All right, so the last-minute rallies by both candidates, Trump and Biden, how did that go? Anything significant that developed? Anything different that they said? Any anticipated impact for either candidate in terms of what has happened in the last 24 hours?
Well, it seems as though the kind of rhetoric that they're using is consistent with not only what has been the rhetoric throughout their respective campaigns, but if in anything, it seems as though it's just an affirmation. And in the case of, I would argue, President Trump, seems as though it may be even a matter of desperation. Some of his rhetoric has become even more, if it can be imagined, acerbic. It seems that both through his tweets and some of the statements that he's making to his rallies, that he's clearly looking to shore up the base. Perhaps he is detecting that maybe they're not as enthusiastic as he would like them to be to come out to vote. Or perhaps he has been checking to see the way that Democrats in the early count have been dominating the absentee ballots. I mean, it's important to remember that 100 million votes have already been cast before Election Day tomorrow, which constitutes somewhere around 72% of the entire vote count from the 2016 election. So if that's any indication, turnout is expected to be quite heavy compared to last time, and it remains to be seen, although it is certainly being predicted that because of the ground game of each campaign, that the Democrats have been doing a very good job in trying to register people to vote and having them motivated to vote.
So what are the polls saying? We know that Biden had the edge over Trump. Has that gap widened in Biden's favor? Has it narrowed in Trump's favor?
There's always a tightening of the race near the end. But there was a Wall Street Journal poll that was taken over the weekend, which seems to indicate that there hasn't been a late shift. In 2016, what was not really calculated into the polling was this late surge over that weekend before Election Day that seemed to then tilt in favor of Trump, particularly among uncommitted and independent voters. That was, of course, something that then-candidate Hillary Clinton attributed to what was seen as the very late-in-the-game revelation by then-FBI Director James Comey of certain emails that were seen as being problematic for her. That doesn't exist in this particular campaign. There was some effort of by the Trump campaign to try to peg some emails of Vice President Biden's son Hunter in a very negative light, but that didn't seem to have any sticking power to them. So if we're going into now, as you said quite rightly, probably less than about 7.5 hours before the polls open in most of the country, it seems as though the last polling that was taken that seems to show Biden with a lead in the national polls, and especially in the critical states, the battleground states, if that holds true without any major surprises, then certainly the Biden campaign must be feeling optimistic.
Which states should we look out for? Is Florida, Pennsylvania, Arizona, are those the swing states, so to speak? Because Hillary Clinton won the popular vote the last time around, but Trump won the key states to get him those votes at the Electoral College. If Trump loses Florida, for example, is it pretty much game over, as some reports are suggesting?
It will make it far more difficult for him to then reach that all-important 270 electoral votes. The two states where he has a chance to gain a lot of electoral votes are Florida and Texas. And both of those states this time around seem to be a little bit closer. Some polls suggest that Biden may have a very, very slight lead in Florida. Some states say that they are within the statistical margin of error, are essentially a tie. The states that Hillary lost last time, that she was presuming she would win, and what some would argue Trump then snatched the victory away from her, are the battleground states in the so-called Rust Belt or the Midwest. In particular, Wisconsin, my own home state of Michigan, and Pennsylvania, all three of which currently Biden seems to enjoy a lead, although anything can happen tomorrow. But if that holds true, then it will certainly not bode very well for Trump.
So is the likelihood of Trump challenging the results legally growing by the day?
He's making the threats that he is going to set out a legion of lawyers to try to contest these. We already see these efforts having been underway in places like Pennsylvania and more recently Texas, where Republicans have tried to scupper the vote count. 127 votes were cast in Texas through a process of being able to drive in and hand in the absentee ballots. Of course, because of the rather unprecedented circumstances around COVID-19. There was a legal challenge made, but the Texas Supreme Court then struck that down and has said that those ballots will be counted toward the overall vote count. And similarly, an effort was made in Pennsylvania to say that ballots that come in after a certain time tomorrow cannot be counted. Again, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court tabled that and said that those votes can go forward and be counted. So there have been efforts already. No one is predicting that President Trump, if he is losing or loses, will go quietly into that gentle night, that there will be quite some turmoil in the courts. But I suppose at this point people are hoping that if there is going to be some kind of chaos, it's limited in the courtroom and not on the streets.
Said Khan, shukran so much for your time.
Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much for having me.